Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and good evening. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. We'd like to welcome you to our broadcast tonight. It is September the 12th, 2016, Monday evening. Amen. Well, we thank you tonight for joining us, we encourage you to call in. If you're all listening online, you can call in at 646-668-2636 during the conversation, ask any questions, share any of your input on our subject that we're going to be talking about tonight. We have a couple of guests coming on, and we have a lot of announcements, ongoing things in ministry and outreach that are coming up here in the next couple of weeks here in this month of September and October. So we encourage you to stay tuned. You can always contact us on our Facebook page at Issues Christian Men Talk on Facebook. Also, you can always listen to the rebroadcast and archive of our radio broadcast by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. And you can always listen to the rebroadcast of this show, as I said, and the archive of our past shows. Amen? Amen. So tonight I'm going to open up with scripture and in prayer. And we have a couple of announcements and some acknowledgments and a lot of things going on here this week. Amen. Well, first I'm going to start with scripture. I'm going to be reading from Romans chapter number 8, starting at verse number 12. It's Romans chapter 8, verse number 12. And the word of God says, "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, we will die. But if we live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together." Father, we say thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the blessing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the sacrifice your Son has made for us, for his shed blood, for his broken body, God, for the salvation of our souls, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you continue to guide us and direct us, Lord God. Convict us, Lord God, of sin, God. Show us the way, God. Give us understanding, Lord God, to know your will for our life and the purpose, God, that we were created. We thank you. We bless you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise this evening. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Well, tonight, I have a couple of shout-outs. We have some announcements. We have a lot of things going on. Let me begin with acknowledgement and shout-out to the pastors and ministries that support Issues Christian Men Talk, and also men's events that we've been hosting. Amen. Well, first, let me give a shout out to my pastor, Bishop Joseph A. McCarbo, senior pastor at City of Hope International Worship Center in Columbia, Maryland. Also, I want to give a shout out to Overseer Maurice Cornwell from Uplift Through the Word Ministry in Pasadena, Maryland. Also, Pastor Larry Watkins from Salt and Light Ministries, is located also in Pasadena, Maryland. Pastor Chuck Brooks from Grace Way Church in Baltimore, Maryland. The Apostle Ed Banks, New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders in Woodlawn, Maryland. Pastor George Sharp, Jesus Lives Ministry and Fellowship in Hanover, Maryland. Pastor Rose Perkins Banks from Praise Center Full Gospel Church in Baltimore. Pastor Ian Edwards from Winning Souls Evangelistic Church in Pasadena, Maryland. Pastor John Watts from Kingdom Life Church in Brooklyn, Maryland. And Pastor Joseph Harwell from Covenant Life Ministries in Hanover, Maryland. Just some of the pastors and ministries that we have fellowship and connection with and have supported Issues Christian Men's Talk over the years. And we just want to give a shout out and acknowledgement to them and their prayers and support they've given us in the past. Amen? Amen. So first, let me begin. We have a couple of events coming up here. We have a community health fair that's going to be held on September the 25th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. They're located at 1724 Woodlawn Drive in Gwin Oak, Maryland. And you can contact the church there We invite everyone, invite you to come out. It's going to be outreach. They're going to have Kaiser Permanente is going to be there in support. They're going to have a mobile care unit there. They're going to have nurses on staff, their blood pressure, sugar, blood sugar, BMIs, weight, height, and also we're going to have food. We're going to have basically we're ministering on how we can live better and do better and the things that we do and some of the things that we need to check as our physical. And again, there are going to be trained nurses there, and that's also in partnership with Kaiser Permanente. So we encourage you to come out on that. That's coming up on September the 25th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Amen. You can contact church at 410-944-5664 or 410-889-9087. And you also can go to our Facebook page at Issues Christian Men's Talk and get to see the link there, see the flyer there, and reach out and contact them. Amen. Also, we have a second event coming up, another health fair, because we've taken this opportunity in the body of Christ, and we have to learn to take care of these temples that God has given us, our bodies, and care for them in a proper way. So we also have another health fair that's going to be held on October the 1st at Covenant Life House Ministries, and they're located at 508 McCormick Drive in Glenbury, Maryland. They're over near BWI Airport there. You can contact them at 410-766-6024 first, and they have a community health fair also. So we encourage you, again, you can go on the Facebook page, Issue Christian Men's Talk, and connect and get the flyer there and get the contact information. And we encourage you to come out and join them and support this effort. And also just, you know, get yourself checked out. You know, get your blood sugar checked, your blood pressure, your BMI, and learn how to eat right and get some education. You know, because we're coming up on the new year. You know how everybody wants to lose weight and do better and go to the gym and all that. But you don't have to wait till then. You have two opportunities to figure out where you're at and where you're starting at and where you want to go. And that's on September the 25th and October the 1st. Amen? Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about a couple other more announcements here as we prepare to bring our guest on board. We have some recommended reading here for men with Issues Christian Men's Talk. Here we share and want to encourage men and connect men with tools, to put tools in their toolbox to help encourage them as men have, take leadership roles in the home, in the church, and in the community. And we encourage to stand up and be men and be the fathers and husbands that God has called us to be. Amen. We have a couple of books here we want to recommend from Pastor A. Scott Rolson. It's Dying to Live, The Search for Significance. We read that book. He was a guest on our show, and he talked a little bit about his book. But you can find that on the Facebook page, the link there, the book there. But you can go on Amazon.com and get that book. Also, we have a book, The Best Man Project, Redefining Godly Manhood and Masculinity by Dr. Abraham Shanklin, Jr. He's also he's the president of the Center of Transformation and the parent organization of New Life Fellowship International Ministries in Hanover, Maryland. We recommend his book also. He'll be coming on soon, I believe at the end of the month, so we encourage you to watch out for that on Facebook for his upcoming interview. Also, Pastor Rose Perkins Bank, she's written a book called Reconciliation. We'd like to recommend that to the brothers and family to encourage you to check that. She wrote it's a nice Bible study, a devotional book. And it talks about reconciliation, the importance of reconciliation, what it means to be a Christian and to be able to reconcile some of the things that we've gone through, some of the things we've been through, and most important part of a reconciliation, understand the biblical understanding of forgiveness and how that unforgiveness can hinder the things that God wants to do in our lives and keep us and strengthen us. Amen? Amen. So tonight, again, we're going to be sharing a little bit here. My first guest tonight is going to be Minister Brian. He's a wellness coach, and he's part of the upcoming health fair that's going to be held at New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Minister Brian, good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Deacon. Can you hear me, sir? Yes. How are you today?
I'm good, brother. Good to hear your voice, brother. And I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to join us tonight and share a little bit We're going to touch on some of the health issues that goes on and how we can do better. This brother here, he's going to share his contact information. He's a wellness coach and minister of wellness, and I've talked to him. He's been on the show before. We're going to touch on some other things because we have to know how to take care of our bodies, really. I mean, especially in the body of Christ. And what we talked about previously is that, you know, everything we do in the church seems like we have to feed folks. So we have to change. We have to get off chicken dinners and some of the other stuff and give people opportunity to come out and get some healthy food or just learn how to try something they may have never tried again before. And I know one of the big things that we could call out right now is we have to move away from processed food. It's like that's just poison. As simple as that. I can put that out there. I can start it off. I can say that with clarity and knowledge that if we drop the processed foods and get rid of sugars and white bread, you know, I jokingly talked about this before, but if we look at what we eat and just take all the white things out and stop the processed food, you'll feel a difference in your body right away. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Minister, let me start with you. Let's start here with you. Let's because I know you're a wellness coach, and I'm going to have you share your information, contact information later on in the show and in the interview. But let's start with, what is disease? What makes disease?
Three things make disease. All doctors won't give it to you as simple as this. One, bad diet. Two is time or duration of bad diet. And the third one is stress. Those three things and those uncontrollable variables make disease. Bad diet allows the free radicals and the carcinogens to get into your body. But we don't just eat bad once. We eat bad over decades, and that's the duration. Then we're waiting for, like a pimple, it's waiting for that stress factor before it pops. And that's when we have those diseases and those ailments that pop up in our bodies. So whatever you have right now currently, it was 10 to 15 years in your past that gave you the disease you have currently now.
Amen, sir. Amen. And that's one of the things I do want to focus. You know, folk go on these fad diets and they go on these quick fix, I call them scams sometimes. That it's going to be a process because, again, it's just like anything else. It took you a process to get to where you are. It's going to take a process to get you where you want to go if you want to, you know, reverse some of the effects of our past lives. You know, it's just like, you know, we have to be on purpose about it. And it's not going to be, you know, I said that earlier in the show about, you know, the new year coming, Christmas, and people want to do all kinds of things with the new year, you know, when they want to lose weight this year. But just ask yourself, be honest. How much weight did you lose that you said you were going to lose in January, and it's almost October? It is September, but what have you done? Have you accomplished those things we do in the beginning of the year, and we go into fasting and everything else, but have we really changed our habits? So we have to first be honest with ourselves just to be able to realize what we need to do, and it's going to be a process, and stop getting caught up in quick fixes, and we say we're going to go to the gym three times or four times a week, and you know that's not true when you say it. Amen? Amen. But let me ask you this. How does the diet, I mean, you touched on a little bit, but I want you to go a little bit more in depth on that diet related to the disease. Let's just go right there. The food intake, how it really affects our bodies.
Well, what we didn't understand was outside of the industrial man making so much preservatives in our food. They put a lot of antibiotics, a lot of hormones in the chicken. And over time, we kept eating those chicken boxes. But we weren't understanding how our body was changing based upon the food selection that we chose. And when you eat a lot of fast food was cooked in the wrong oils, for one. But then they ended up keeping it hot by putting it in a microwave. And anytime you eat microwave food, you're killing all the enzymes that are living. You're killing and destroying the nutrient value of the food. So you're getting rid of all the vitamins and minerals. And at that point, once you eat that microwave food, you're now eating cardboard because it has no value to it whatsoever. Your body still fills up, but you got nothing out of it. You're eating dead food. So we eat dead food and we drink sodas, which is dead beverages. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. Okay. Really? Wow. All right. Well, you know, you know how many people are going to get rid of their microwave. So wait a minute. Let me help. Let me ask a question. Let me be the guy who'll hear what you said, and then you're shaking me up, but I got a question. So you're saying when we buy food that's microwavable, or is it even something that we might have cooked, and then we put it in back into the microwave that we heat it?
I recommend to all my wellness clients that we get away from microwaves and you only do toaster ovens. A little bit more time, but the process of the heating isn't radiation like a microwave. A microwave was meant to be fast and quick, but nobody showed us how those ramifications of eating radioactive food into your body manifests itself and becomes those tumors that show up from nowhere for some strange reason, because you've put that carcinogen into your body, and that poison can't go but only so many places. So the level of cancer has gone up since microwave came on the scene. The foods that we eat are more polluted now that we've got all of this high-tech processing for food. We're just not eating living substances. So when you cook a home meal and then tomorrow you reheat it in a microwave, then you're eating a dead substance the next day.
Okay. All right. Amen. Amen. You know, and again, you know, this is knowledge. I mean, for every man, I encourage everyone. It's like anything else. Do your research. You know, we're saying something to you. You may not be accepted right away, but then do your own research. We're just trying to stand as watchmen on the wall and shout this thing and figure out what you're doing and what you're taking into your body. Because I know for a fact that for a previous health event, we checked. You know, the state of Maryland, we're here locally in Maryland, and Maryland has a very high cancer rate compared to the rest of the country. You know, and these are the things that we're talking about. So I encourage everyone who's listening, we have listeners from all over, and it's just that, just check it out and see where the cancer rates are, what's going on, because it's coming from somewhere, because these rates are rising, and a lot of it is coming, like he said, in this age of microwave food and processed food and fast food. You know, because if we look at it, you know, I'm 50, so my mother's, they, you know, it was, you had, when it was leftovers, it was time to eat leftovers, you had to wait till it got heated up in the oven. That's simple as that. Put the oven on through 250, you had to wait till that food got heated up. Or they put the pot back on the stove and turned it on, you had to wait. It wasn't you come in hungry and 2 minutes later you eating something. I'm just saying, we have to understand and realize. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Fowler. I'm here with Minister Brian from Wellness Coach, Minister of Wellness. Brother, give the folks your contact information that I can reach out to you and your ministry.
Sure. I'm on Facebook as TB7 Wellness Coach. Please go on YouTube. We just posted an interview called Hustler to Fisherman of Men. Just did that interview, just trying to explain to people when you feel that you lost your way, hopefully I can give you some insight. Hopefully I can encourage some people. But my contact information is TB7, Tom Boy, the number 7, Wellness Outreach Ministry at gmail.com. For speaking engagements, my marketing director is Singleton Newman. Her phone number is 301-531-5422, and she's at singletonnewman@gmail.com. And I'm also at New Vision for Life Ministries with Bishop Etta Banks. So you can always see me on a Sunday if you need to.
Amen, amen, amen. And again, you can find this information on our Facebook page, Issues Christian Talk. We have the link there. You can search the brother on Facebook. You can get in contact with him and reach out to him there. Amen. Well, brother, let's continue on. I want to ask you a little bit. We touched on it a little bit more, but, you know, that really what people need to understand between going to the grocery store buying some fresh food compared to buying processed food. First, let's start with, let's define what processed food is for folk who, you know, because some people, they're normal. They think they're eating good because they're norm, but they really understand what it, when we say processed food. So let's start with defining processed food and then compare it to eating it.
Processed food is a meal that's been pretty much already cooked for you. It has a shelf life of almost 3 to 6 months. It's full of preservatives. You could call processed food a handyman dinner that's in a frozen aisle section. Your lean cuisines, all of those are processed foods. A lot of them will say microwave to heat, ravioli in a can, canned vegetables. All of that is processed foods. The only thing we try to explain to people is that you have to eat fresh food or frozen. Now, I'm fine with frozen food because normally it's a flash frozen process that's done. But anything other than that, you should not consume. There's side effects to that food. There's ailments that are sure to come down the road. If nothing else, at the least, it's obesity. You're going to find yourself gaining so much weight thinking you're eating lean cuisine and microwaving that food, and weight starts to matriculate every year. I'm getting bigger. I'm getting heavier. But I'm eating lean cuisines. What's wrong? Well, the process was, the problem was you were microwaving the food, and because it was frozen, it still had preservatives on it to make it hold up. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to keep going because you talked about cooking in. So we're talking about eating fresh vegetables. That means, well, let's see. I'll use the example of in the supermarket. Anything that's out there that's not in a can is called fresh. So you get your fresh greens. You get your apples. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, fresh fruit. That's an apple, an orange, fruit. Your vegetables, carrots that you actually have to shred yourself. You know, and beans and all these things. That it's funny. You have to buy now, but the thing we have to remember, most times you can get fresh food by going to a farmer's market. You're not going to find everything you necessarily need in a supermarket, but I know if you go to a farmer's market, everything you think, every vegetable that you might want, you will be able to find there. And you have to get to the point that you have to, when you want to spend that extra time to go to the farmer's market, because you can't go to the farmer's market most times during the week. So that means you have to plan your weekend to be able to load up on your vegetables and just try to change. I mean, again, this is up to how you want to change the things you want to, and the time you want to put in to try and change and get away from a lot of the foods that we're mentioning here tonight. Amen? Let's talk about cooking oils because, you know, we still fry our stuff. You know, we want to fry it and pull the skin off and call it, you know, we're doing something, even though we stuck the chicken tender in the, you know, grease. But anyway, let's talk about oils, brother. What kind of oils should we cook with? And also some of the side effects here that we want to talk about, bad oils. You know, we're going to touch on some people's intimate life here and shake them up a little bit about the oils they allow in their body. But let's start with the oils that we should be cooking with. We know we're supposed to be using no pork fat no more and bacon fat and bacon grease and trippings. So what should we be using?
Well, what we found out over time was our bodies do great with sesame, walnut, and coconut oil. And yes, you can fry in all of them because they have a high smoke point. As a chef, we were first given a lot of clear fat oils. A lot of that Crisco was what we fried in the restaurants. It was cheap oil, but we constantly had to change the oil out because the food would smell burnt over time. So then what we decided to use was peanut oil. But peanut gave a lot of people bad reactions because there's a lot of allergy people allergic to peanuts. Soy came in and we realized soy promotes cancer in the body. So leave all soy products alone. The only product that I found safe that was a soy-based was amino acids by Bragg's. And that's a variation of a salt, like a soy salt, and we can discuss that a little bit later. But those are the top three oils that we find out do not have issues in our bodies. And because coconut oil has medium chain fatty acids, it's one of the best oils to use. Amen.
Amen, amen. So now we're going to talk a little bit for the brothers out here. You know, how does the bad oils really affect our sex life? I mean, what happens? Our circulation goes? How does it affect us?
You hit it on the nail on the head. If you put bad oil in your body, you will find out that you don't last as long as you used to. Your phallus doesn't get as hard as it used to. You find out that you have very early sex. I mean, I don't know how to put it another nicer way to it. Because the oil actually is going to make your blood platelets very sticky. And when they become sticky, they don't move around like they're supposed to. And to go in the shaft of your phallus, they have to kind of go in single line. But they get so sticky with one another that they don't hold the blood like it's supposed to. So that's where erectile dysfunction came in, and that's why people started taking the Viagra and the Cialis when it really wasn't a need. They didn't address the problem. They just addressed the symptom. The symptom of having a flaccid phallus is not the fact that your body was changing with age. It was because you put the bad foods in that caused the blood circulation to be poor. So basically, that's what it's about. You've got poor circulation going into your phallus, thus you're going semi-hard, semi-erected. Change your diet, everything goes back the way it's supposed to.
Amen, amen. And for the brothers who's listening out there, remember, Abraham and Moses, they had kids well into the 80s. So, you know, they didn't have a problem with ED. So we need to check and see what we're doing different that, you know, we're not functioning. Now, the fact you guys right here has no kids at 80 years old, but the brothers were still able to function. And sometimes we have to see what's going on with us. Because, you know, even as it's advertised, they try to advertise at a certain age that men become less functional. And then also on the women's side, you know, it's a whole other thing. Yeah, I'll bring in some women health experts for that. But you know, it's in both of us, and it's a body issue, it's a health issue. When our body is not functioning how God has designed it to be, and for the longevity of life. Because again, if we're destined to be married for life, one spouse for all our life, we should be able to satisfy them emotionally, sexually, and physically. So, I mean, God didn't make a mistake when he designed us, and some of the things that we go through as age, we blame on age. It's not necessarily all about age. It's about how we treated the body God has given us. Amen?
Amen.
Here's the issues, Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here with Minister Bryant, and he's talking a little bit about health issues and touching on it. The brother is a wellness coach and minister of wellness. And we're talking about food and how it affects our food and some of the things that go on in our body by what we put in our body. A lot of our health issues is the things that we put in our body that affect us. Amen? But brother, let me talk a little bit about, now we're going to talk about something we're going to get on people's nerves. We're going to talk about Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mountain Dew. We're going to talk about sodas and how poisonous they really are. I know I'm originally from New York. I know up in New York, they came up with they passed a local law about the size of the Bif Gulp and how much, you know, sugar and soda people could actually buy. And there was a lot of uproar about that. But again, these health issues come back and affect the culture, the community, and it talks about the health issues that it affects a lot. People getting sick, people getting diabetes, weight gain, obesity, all these things come back and we're spending money on taxes and health care. And that was one city. I know there's other cities around the country that also are looking to do it and trying to do that. But tell us about sodas and how poisonous they really are, even though we grew up drinking Pepsi and Coke and all the other things.
On my Facebook page, TB7 Wellness Coach, There are three different diagrams that explain in details about how caustic soft sodas are, soft drinks are. They promote asthma. They promote kidney issues, sugar overload. They promote obesity. They dissolve your tooth enamel. They create issues for your heart. They mess up your reproductive issues, create osteosporosis with the bones, increase the risk of diabetes. And then we thought by drinking diet sodas, that was better, but that was far worse. Just because it didn't have calorie intake didn't mean it was a better product. Remember, it's still a synthetic beverage. It's a dead beverage. It does not contain anything living add to your existence. All it does is take away every time you drink it from your existence. So the stats were 1 out of 5 people drink a soda once a day. We drink 52 gallons a year of soda. Its artificial coloring causes cancer in animals. The aspartame, which is the sweetness in it, converts to formaldehyde in our bodies once we drink it. The phosphoric acid eats up our bones. It drains the calcium from your bone and your teeth. The sodium benzoate causes leukemia and other forms of cancer in the body. The sweetener is a neurotoxin. We know that it poisons the nerve tissue, the brain, and the spinal cord. So a diet soda is killing your brain cells every time you take it. It increases your weight line by 70% more than any other thing you can drink. And it interferes with the balance of how your body deals with calorie intake. So you've got an increase of heart attack, stroke, cancer, bone density issues, metabolic syndrome, heart disease, also creating infertility, diabetes, high blood pressure, and kidney damage. Why drink a beverage that can do all that to your body? And most people drink soda over periods of years.
Amen, brother. Amen. And again, you know, it's so much that we don't know. And now, and let me say this: the whole thing that the brother can speak on these things, because over years, like he said, this is the research. This is what the health profession has done. This is what doctors have done to come and give that they have the stats. We have generations of folk who drank all these sodas. You know, advertisement, they pump it up. It's all out there. But then when we look at over years of exposure to this stuff, we see what happens. We see the effects. I mean, it's talked about every now and then. Even for here, we're talking about it. But, you know, some people never know. Some people are raised on soda. Like you said, folk could drink a soda all the time. You know, do you want something in the summertime? We go out to the beach. We go out. We got a case of soda. Even today, we have people, you know, they make it easy for you. They give you a 24 cube pack and put it on sale for $5. And you drink that soda, you drink it all week long. And you may be young and you don't feel the effect of it, but it's down the road. And that's where these evidence come when they've tracked it, they've watched the deterioration of the body and the things that people, you know, they survey them to see what kind of lifestyles they're living that can affect their health issues later on in life. Amen. So again, Amen. You know, we're shouting it out. We're shouting it. And again, I encourage you to be able to go look up the facts, look it up. You have medical journals out there. You ask your doctor, you go to your physical, see what your doctor's been telling you. Cause most of us who, you know, we go to the doctor tells us these things and we'll tell them, okay. But then we might be good for a week, 2 weeks. We might even make it a whole month. But then we find ourselves slipping back. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, this is Christian Minister Talk. Bro, I have someone on the line. They want to ask a question. We're going to bring them in and see they get their comment and possible question.
Sure.
Praise the Lord. Your last four numbers are 4253. How are you?
Good evening, Minister Bryant and Deacon Farr.
Good evening, Amen. Sir.
I just want to concur.
Question,
with,
comment?
Yes. Do you hear me clear?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to concur with Brother Bryant. Is it Minister or Brother Bryant? Want to respect what your position is?
Minister Bryant.
Minister Bryant, thank you. I am a 58-year-old man. My name is Brother Ralph Darian Boone from Covenant of Lighthouse Ministries under Joseph Powell as pastor, senior pastor. I had actually had what they call a TURP, T-U-R-P, which has to do with the prostate. And it wasn't fun. In reasons being of having such a thing is, as you stated, has to do with food and also sex. It's how you take care of yourself. It's how you, staying away from canned foods, processed foods, as you stated. And as Deacon Farr stated, back in the days, AD and BC, where they didn't have that problem. But we have all these type of things in this world today. So I just want to concur with you that I am a true witness that all the things that you're stating are a fact.
I thank you. Thank you so much. How is your condition currently?
Today?
Boom.
Today,
yes.
Today my condition is very well educated. As you stated, research is very, very, very important. And once I had that, I actually had to walk around with a catheter for a couple of weeks as well. It was not fun at all. So I was definitely drawn to research. I am what you call a researcher now. So looking at all those things, you can actually look up in Google the health of prostate, and it will state all that about food and how to have sex and what's the best way to take care of yourself. And it is actual fact, and I eat much better. I stay away from the processed foods to the best of my ability, but I do have a total difference in how I have avoided surgeries just because I've taken care of myself better. Finished.
Amen, man. I'm glad. And that's really
amen,
what it's
brother.
About
amen.
Is teaching us, you know, teaching one another that these issues are real. And, you know, I've got the same surgery issues you've gone through, and I'm trying to explain to my brothers why it's so important to check your health, even for your sexuality, you know. A lot of men feel once sexuality goes, they don't want to be here. You know, that makes you feel less than a man. But we don't do what we're supposed to value that sexuality. We just think it's just going to always be there while we gain 20 and 30 pounds every other year. And it just doesn't work like that now. The surgeries are real. The pain is real. The depression that you go through dealing with all of this is real. And I don't want anybody to go through what I went through. So that's why it's my campaign now to try to make a difference in another person's life, male or female, and just to put this information out there. Amen.
Amen, sir. Amen. And we do appreciate it. Brother Boone, I thank you, brother, for sharing. And we continue to pray your strength, man. And like you said, knowledge is real power. You know, and I think that's what we do here. We want to be able to share with folks. Because I don't take for granted that people just know, you know, because people are bombarded with so much stuff and the new fashion, the new fad of dieting, losing weight. You know, we want to do insane. We want to do crossover, all of the exercise stuff. But a lot of it is, again, you can do all that, but if you're still putting trash in your body, you know, because I think a lot of it is superficial because we want to get a six pack. We want to get, you know, we want to get our pecs up, our biceps up. But if we're still dirty and filthy on the inside, it really doesn't matter. We'll just be a very beautiful corpse because the stuff will still kill you. You can have the muscle, the tone, and all that, and you still, your insides will be rotten now. You know, it's the same thing as we, even with the body of Christ. You know, we all dressed up and look good as saints, but if we still have a deceived and sinful heart, it really doesn't matter. Jesus called it, we're whitewashed tombs. And that's the thing we have to think about and consider. Because even today, you know, if we look back, you know, all these athletes from back, well, I'm at an age I remember back in the, you know, it was the 80s and 70s with steroids. Them brothers came out buffed and pumped, but we see with the steroids what they look like. They look, you know, they look like old men and they only half that age. They look like they're 80, but they only in their 50s. But because of the stuff they put in their body. And it's the same thing now with the food. We have to be able to be on point and educate ourselves about the importance of what we're eating and let the knowledge transform us from the inside out. It's like everything else, even our salvation. It's from the inside out. Because we can dress it up to make it look good, but if it's still rotting from the inside, it really doesn't matter. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas. So we're here with Pastor Bryant. Pastor Bryant, real quick, you got another event besides the health fair. We got the Sugar Diabetes 5K Run. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've got a race that I'm doing with a group called Black Professional Men. I'm the wellness chair. And we're actually going to be doing a sugar diabetes 5K walk or run up at Northwest Regional Park this Sunday, the 18th, coming up from 8:30 to about 11. I'll send you the link so that you can post it on your page, and information on registration is available as well. And basically just trying to bring awareness to the African-American community that's dealing with diabetes right now. And it's running rampant primarily because we can't let these sodas go. And, you know, just eating the wrong foods. I found a way to reverse the symptoms of diabetes, but it's a commitment. You have to create a new lifestyle to get rid of diabetes. There's no other way to say it. You know, how you live for the last 10 years, you can't live like that with all these ailments without death soon occurring.
Amen. 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 Well, I want to share one thing on diabetes too, because, you know, it's a lot of it is weight, because I can't think of it right now. I don't have it in front of me, but it's type 1 and type 2, you know.
Okay.
And I think a lot of us, it's a type 2 that we get from our intake and our weight and our lifestyle. Because some folk have it just because, you know, their pancreas is not producing enough insulin. So I want to be clear that we understand that there's two types. But a lot of it, like you say, is being diagnosed in older, heavier folk, okay? Because you may have type 2, but again, if you go to the doctor, he'll be able to diagnose which it is. Because some of it's hereditary, because your pancreas and your liver are not doing the things it should be. But then there's a type, I believe it's a type 2. But again, you look it up, because your doctor will tell you. Because if your doctor tell you lose 50 pounds and your sugar levels will come back in the play, then, you know, it's on you. Because, again, also people have type 1, which I believe is, you know, comes with different reasons, and it's biological. So I just want to put that out there. But try losing 50 pounds and see what happens with it. And then we'll know. Then you go to your doctor, and then we'll know what you're working with. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's talk about milk, because one of the things, we all drink milk and we feed milk to our kids, and we give our kids some chocolate milk, and we put milk and we make cakes and pies, and you know, and it's a thing going on with milk because of additives and things going on with the way they process the milk. Share a little bit about that, sir.
Well, for the longest, we were drinking dairy milk coming from cows. And the Little Rascal show that I used to watch when I was little, one of the skits was, don't drink the milk. And he would say, why? Because it's spoiled. Well, in actuality, dairy milk is spoiled. Dairy milk has so much antibiotics, so much hormones, so much pus is inside the milk that it's dangerous for our bodies. Over time, we found women that were drinking large consumptions of milk while they were pregnant. The babies always ended up with side effects, cradle caps, eczema, psoriasis, asthma, autoimmune deficiencies. So we understand very early that doctors will tell you, or pediatricians will tell you, you need to put more calcium into your diet. But they don't explain to you that the calcium can come from a supplement with minerals and vitamins. It can come from leafy green vegetables, and it can also come from other sources far better than cow's milk. So I suggest to my patients or clients that we drink sweet almond milk, or we drink coconut milk. For pregnant mothers, if you can deal with goat milk, even in a powdered form, it's one of the best milks, similar to breastfeeding, that works very well for most babies. Amen.
Amen, sir. Amen. And, you know, it, the research is out there, and with all the things that we're saying and we're sharing with you, that, and then again, I go back to, you know, for nursing mothers, for when you go to your pediatrician, when you take the kids in for their shots for school, and ask the pediatrician what's the best way you can help your child diet. Because, again, with children, they're in their formative years, their cells are growing, their muscles are growing, everything is growing and developing. And the stuff that we put, that we give them, can really affect their growth and development mentally and psychologically and their physical bodies, how they develop and grow and those things that they do. Because they're at the genesis, at the beginning of their whole stage. They have, their cells are being formed and shaped. And, you know, because I remember it was a thing we had moving, well, I think it was in the 80s or late 80s, early 90s, about eating our kids in McDonald's and all these processed fast foods, the fast food thing. Pediatricians, I know they came out against all that because unfortunately, we know folk, and even some of us are guilty, that we give our kids eat fast food a lot. You know, I look back on my life as a kid, I remember McDonald's. McDonald's was a treat. It wasn't every day. It wasn't even once a week, you know. But now you have kids who eat fast food almost every meal. They even in McDonald's and all these fast food joints even got smart. They got breakfast coming, so you can go eat this stuff all day long, and you never know what it's like to see a pot in the kitchen with fire under it. Amen. So between the fast food and the microwave, you know, we're doing harm. And we, as a body of Christ, as husbands, as fathers, mothers, and wives, we have to take time to figure it out. You know, because I want to also, you know, be acknowledged that folk, our lives are a lot different than our grandparents' lives and even our parents' lives. I understand all that. But what's more important in the long term when we're putting stuff in our body? You know, we're running, but then there's going to come a time, you know, we're not going to accomplish all. And what are we, again, the Bible tells us to count our time, number our days. We're doing all these things, and we're cutting ourselves short because we don't even take time to cook a meal. We don't take time to sit down and eat good meals. And I'm not coming here as the preacher who's got it all right, but I come here as a father who understood it, and we even had to make changes. My children are grown now and have their own families, but even in the midst of their teenage years, we started acknowledging some stuff. You know, my wife started cooking at home and you know, microwave, you know, the knowledge of the microwave, it was a new fancy thing, but now we know that feeding our kids all the microwavable food is not necessarily good, even trying to heat it up. You know, putting something in the oven, again, I go back to putting something in the oven for 20 minutes compared to 1 minute, you have to fight. You know, that can be a fight right there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You listen to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here every Monday night at 8 p.m., every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. We're live, and we talk about each week we discuss and find solutions for the issues that men face. And you can listen live again on Monday nights at 8 p.m., Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. You can listen to the rebroadcast and archive of all our shows by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. You can reach out and contact us on Facebook at Issue Christian Men's Talk. Also, we have a Twitter account. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We post men's devotionals, upcoming events for men, men's ministry meetings. If you're having a men's ministry gathering and a ministry to men, We encourage you to send us the link, send us the flyer or your date. We encourage, we like to share that information because, again, there's opportunities for men of God to come together and share, to encourage one another, to strengthen each other and pray for each other. So we share, we post those events there. We put out devotionals. We put out relevant material that encourage spiritual growth in the brothers. Because being a husband and a father and a son, these are the things that men are called to do. This is why God created them, his purpose. And no matter where you're at in that process, that season of your life, we know that the Word of God has the answers for all the questions that you have and for the challenges that you're going to have. Because it's not easy being a husband, not easy being a father. And without the help of God, I'm shocked that brothers can hang in there and do what it takes to be what God has called you to be in those roles. Amen. So we encourage you to join us every week and reach out. And again, we have a lot of connections there. We believe in kingdom here at Issues Christian Men's Talk. So we'll share all events. Because it's something that I go back to that we have to be open in the kingdom. Because the world and the culture think they invented networking. But originally that was God's plan, to network, for us to connect with one another. And we say about fellowship and the word koinonia. That means we're interwoven and our lives are entwined with each other to encourage us in the things of God. So in true fellowship. So we encourage that fellowship amongst the brethren, you know, and so that their lives can be changed and lived. And also that the folk can, that an unbeliever can see the church working together for the things that God has put us here to do, to be salt and light. So we encourage you to definitely reach out to us on Facebook, go to the link, share your information, and join with us. Because we have to understand, as men of God, our common ground is Jesus Christ. Our past journeys and paths may have been difficult, but our futures and the things that we've been through have been directed by God. All of us have want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, no matter what God put you, what God gave you a passion to do, what God has created you to do. We all have a purpose in his sight. And also, some of us, we have people tied to it. Our bloodlines, our natural bloodlines, our brothers, sisters, nephews, cousins, children, spiritual, those in the body of Christ that we connect with in our local congregation, we have a connection, and there's a reason that God has put us here, and that our lives and our faith walk is a benefit to someone. You know, we know the story of Abraham, that, you know, he was the father of a great nation, but if he was disobedient to what God called him to do when he spoke to him, where would we all be? So we have to understand that some of us are Abrahams to our bloodlines, to our natural bloodlines, because no one before us was saved, but we look to everyone after us. We have a responsibility to be the men that they can look back and say that my father, grandfather, my uncle, or that man who ministered to me is why I have the life that I have today and save the lives. So our lives in Christ on this earth will not be lived in vain. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Brian, I'll come to you. You close the statement and thoughts you want to share with the audience about wellness and the health. And again, give your contact information where folks can reach out to you.
Sure. Facebook, B7 Wellness Coach, Marketing Director Singleton Newman, 301-531-5422. Upcoming event is the 5K race on the 18th and the health fair at New Vision for Life on the 25th, and all that's going to be posted on your website as well. Closing statement, no matter where you are in this process of health, we can help. I can help walk you back and reverse some of your ailments and give you a breath of fresh air, and I think that's what some of these saints need. We just need a breath of fresh air. Show me there's a way that I can feel better, look better, and then I can serve God stronger. Amen.
Amen, sir. And again, I appreciate you, bro. And ladies, I want to tell share my audience, we're going to bring your brother back in a couple of weeks because I'm going to continue to have this conversation because, again, this is a process, and we want to encourage folk. And we have, once you start we want you to keep going, because it's going to come a time that, you know, there's going to be a struggle. Like anything else, change doesn't always come easy. It's going to come up against you, you know, and but we want to be able to encourage you to continue to move on and also share information that might help you, you know, and diet and different things and different meals. So the brother's going to be back again. I pray once our schedules coincide and line up and God makes a way, we're going to have him come back and share some more information in the future. Again, brother, thank you very much, man. Appreciate you. God love you, and I will see you definitely on the 25th. I don't know about the running, but I'll see how that works out.
thank you for the opportunity, Deacon Farr.
Amen. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
Supernatural.